Next item on the agenda, permits, projects over $500,000 with no objection and with staff recommendation for approval. Good morning, Mr. Watkinson.
Commission members, this morning we have four items on your agenda that we refer to as our page two items. These are now projects that are over $500,000 in project cost. We have subjected these projects to our public interest review. There are no objections, and we recommend an approval of the four projects. Item 2A is Marine Hydraulics Incorporated. They're requesting authorization to maintenance dredge up to 10,000 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom on an annual dredge cycle, using both hydraulic and mechanical dredging methods to maintain depths of 38 feet at mean low water at their Lambert's Point facility in the city of Norfolk. Item 2B, the Virginia Department of Transportation, is requesting authorization to replace the Route 60 Main Street Bridge in Clifton Forge with a 160.5-foot long by 51.5-foot wide clear span bridge that impacts approximately 8,164 square feet of the Smith River in Allegheny County. In this case, we are recommending our standard in-stream construction conditions for that project. Item 2C, Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority is requesting authorization to cross 61 linear feet of Broad Run and a total of 168 linear feet of Horsepin Run at three locations. And this is along the Dulles Greenway in Fairfax and Loudoun counties. And it's for the installation of the clear span bridges to accommodate the Metro Rail Project Phase 2. And again, staff is recommending inclusion of our standard in-stream construction conditions. And the fourth item on the page two list is item 2D, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation is requesting authorization to install six offshore stone breakwaters on the north side of Port Isabel Island and maintenance dredge on an as-needed basis subaqueous material to maintain depths of minus 5 feet at the entrance channel leading to the Port Isabel Education Center near Tangier Island in Accomack County. In this case, the dredge material is placed in an upland disposal site, and staff is recommending a time-of-year restriction for the maintenance dredging. In this case, it's from March 15th to August 15th. I think the agenda you have in front of you did not have this correction. And that's to avoid potential impacts to colonial waterbird colonies associated in the dredge area. If you have any questions, I or my staff will try and answer those.
Any questions for Mr. Watkinson, by members of the commission? Thank you, Tony. This is a public hearing. Does anyone in the public wish to be heard on these matters, pro or con? They're seeing none. The matter is before the commission. Mr. Schick?
Move to approve as read.
Mr. Commissioner, I must abstain from item 2B as our firm represents VDOT on a few matters.
Okay. So, Mr. Schick, would your motion be to pass 2A, C, and D?
That would be correct.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All abstentions?
This was on 2A, B, and C.
I'm sorry. That's correct. I have it backward.
I voted aye on that.
Okay. I'll get it right. The motion was to pass 2A, C, and D. Motion made by Mr. Schick, seconded by Mr. Robbins, passed unanimously. Next item on the agenda, is there a motion on item 2B? Motion made by Mr. Schick to approve 2B. Is there a second to the motion? Seconded by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions?
One abstention.
One abstention. Mr. Plumlee abstains on 2B. Now that we've got that straight.